In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So this Sunday, I will continue the meditation on the fruits of the Spirit, having spoken about love, joy, and peace. We now come to patience. And there are three things that we might observe about patience. One is that it means suffering. Another thing about patience is that it goes together with obedience. The two go hand in hand. And the third, that it bears fruit. Patience comes from a Latin word that means suffering. It's related to the word that we get from Latin, passion, which means suffering. But the word that we get patience from is patientia, and it means precisely to suffer. And we have the synonym in English, long-suffering. We say, you know, if somebody's patient, they're long-suffering. They're able to continue to suffer and not give up, we might say. And we talk about somebody who's a patient in the hospital. Somebody has to exercise patience when they're sick or when they're injured. So we call them a patient. They're somebody who's suffering. So we can see from this root meaning of the word that whenever we talk about patience, we're talking about some kind of suffering. What kind of suffering exactly, though? What do we mean when we say that to be patient is to suffer? Certainly, if you have a sickness, you have a disease, you have an injury, it takes suffering, it takes patience, and it is suffering. You experience suffering, you're undergoing suffering. That's clear when it comes to a physical ailment. It takes patience to be a patient, as we say. But more generally, what kind of suffering does patience involve? It might help to think about what the opposite of patience would be. Impatience, hastiness, rushing things, being unwilling to wait. Why is waiting so bad? Why is waiting so hard for us? Why do we struggle with it so much? Why do we get in a rush with things? Why do we get in a hurry? Something about it is very uncomfortable for us. We want to get whatever it is over with. We want to hurry up and receive what we're seeking. Waiting involves psychological suffering because it involves delayed gratification. And that's what we don't like. We want instant gratification. We want what we want now. We don't want to have to put up with the hassle. We want to just be done with it and able to relax. See, whenever we exercise patience, we're exercising delayed gratification. Patience means having a bigger view of the situation, though. It means realizing that we may not get what we want right now, but if we'll only wait, we'll receive something better, much better. It means deciding that something is worth waiting for. And instead of trying to force someone to see things our way or to do what we want, it means prayerfully waiting for them to come around. You see, a lot of times we try to force somebody. We don't give them the space that they need to do what they need to do, to change perhaps, or to realize for themselves something. We try to force it. Patience means instead of getting angry because God doesn't seem to be giving us what we want, we wait and see what better thing he has planned for us. I've had a lot of people tell me, I'm not a patient person. I understand, and I have a hard time with patience too. However, patience is not something that we're born with or not born with. It's something that we have to cultivate, and it's not easy. A certain bishop I know says that he believes patience is the most difficult virtue of all. It's difficult, yes, but it's a virtue. And it's something that's also God-given. It comes by grace. It's a gift. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Right? If we say it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, then it must come from the Holy Spirit. It must be a gift from God. But like every gift that comes from God, it's also something that requires us to prepare ourselves to receive it, to prepare the soil of our hearts that we might receive that gift, that we might exercise that gift well. So as with every gift from God, we must cultivate a place in our life for patience. Impatience is a bad habit. Patience is a good habit, and we can cultivate it. Rather than simply thinking that we're not patient people. And as the saying goes, though, be careful what you ask for. If we pray for patience, God will give us situations that require us to be patient. He will give us situations that make it difficult, perhaps, for us, but through which we will learn patience. But that doesn't mean don't pray for it. Do pray for it, but know what you're asking for. Be prepared. Seek that good gift, but know that it's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take struggle. It's going to take suffering to come to the point of being truly patient. And you know something? Not only will God respond to our request to give us patience, but He'll just go ahead and give us situations that require us to learn patience anyway, because He's our Father and He loves us as His children. Listen to what St. Theophan the Recluse says. God abandons no one. For Him, all are children. None are stepchildren. And the hard occasions and situations, all of them are sent for our benefit. You see? Because we're His children, that's the point. God allows situations that cause us to learn patience because He loves us. Because He wants us to grow. Not because He wants us to suffer, but because He knows that we have to experience that kind of suffering in order to be transformed, in order to be healed, in order to acquire virtue and to become the way He created us to be. A beautiful picture of patience is found in the life of St. John the Dwarf. St. John the Dwarf was one of the Egyptian desert fathers, and he was the disciple of St. Pambo, Abba Pambo. And St. Pambo one day told John the Dwarf to take a certain stick and to plant the stick in the ground. And then he told him, water this stick twice every day. And St. John did it. He took the stick, he planted it in the ground, and he watered it twice a day. Now you have to realize that in the Egyptian desert in the 4th century, they didn't have running water. They didn't have faucets. They didn't have easy access to water. So this meant that St. John had to walk 12 miles with buckets to carry water back to his cell, not only for him to cook his food and to wash his dishes and to brush his teeth and whatever, and to drink, but to water the stick. He had to carry extra water to water the stick. But he did it faithfully, day in, day out, for 3 years. And you know what happened after 3 years? There was a miracle, and the stick budded. And it started to put out shoots, new shoots with leaves. And then it started to grow fruit. And the story doesn't tell us what kind of fruit. It was the fruit of patience. And so St. John took the fruit and he brought it to St. Pambo, his spiritual father. And he says, look, look, Abba. And so St. Pambo called all of his disciples together and he showed them this fruit. And he said, behold the fruit of obedience. The fruit of obedience. But we could just as easily say the fruit of patience. Because to be obedient like that takes incredible patience. And the two go together. Obedience, we might even say, is a kind of patience. It's a kind of long-suffering. It's a kind of being willing to suffer, not doing what we want, but doing what God wants, or what somebody else wants us to do. God calls us to do something, And if we are obedient, we persist in it, even though it's hard, even though we're tired, even though we don't feel like it, even though we'd rather not have to wait for the fruit. We want it now. But if we're obedient, we're patient. Today's gospel is about the sowing of seed. You hear the Lord tell this parable. A certain sower went out with the seed and he scattered it and it landed on different kinds of soil. And what took place depended on the soil, right? And there was some soil that was just packed down and hard. It was on the path, on the road. And it couldn't go down into the soil at all. The seed couldn't go down into that packed down hard soil at all. So what happened? The birds of the air came and they ate the seed and it was lost. And then there was other soil that was a little softer, but it was rocky and shallow. And so the seed went down, but it didn't go deep. And so the plant grew and it came up, but then when the sun came out, it withered because it didn't have a deep root. So it withered quickly. And then there was soil that was good soil, but it was full of weeds and bramble bushes, thorns. And so when the plant grew, the weeds choked it. And it wasn't able to come to full maturity and to bear fruit. But then there was the good soil that the seed went into, and it brought forth a plant, a healthy plant with deep roots, and it bore much fruit. And so the Lord says, we're like that soil. He's speaking of the soil of our hearts. And the seed is the word of God. And the question is, does it go deep into the soil of our hearts? Is the soil of our hearts hard so that it's taken away by the devil? Is the soil of our heart rocky so that the plant of faith begins to grow, but it doesn't have deep roots, and so it withers when things are difficult, right? Because that's what it's talking about when the sun comes out. And we don't have patience, and we don't want to wait, and we don't want to put up with things, and so we give up because the root is not deep. Or is the soil of our hearts full of weeds and bramble bushes and thorns, which are the cares and the worries and the concerns of this world, so that even though we begin to have faith and we hear the word of God and we're excited and we want to do it, but quickly we're distracted from it so that we don't bear fruit? Or is there good soil that bears fruit? And listen to what the Lord says. He says, "And as for that, the seed in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bring forth fruit with patience." Bring forth fruit with patience, the Lord says. We can't bring forth spiritual fruit without patience, without that very particular kind of suffering, of waiting on the Lord, of not giving up, of doing the right thing though it's difficult, of struggling to be faithful day after day, to be watchful, to be vigilant, to be persistent, to be humble. All of that goes into patience. And all of that makes good soil for the seed of God's word. So yes, patience is suffering. The suffering of delayed gratification, the suffering of trusting God, even when things are not going our way or when things look bad for us. The suffering of obedience. The suffering that comes from giving other people the space that they need instead of trying to force them to do what we want. And it means obedience. Patience means obedience, because the more obedient we are to God, the faster we progress in developing a habit of patience. And patience is what bears fruit, spiritual fruit in our lives. Because without patience, we can't cultivate the soil of our hearts. It just won't happen because it's a long and tedious task. So it requires much patience. May the Lord, who loves us so greatly, give us ample opportunities to learn patience. And may He continue to give us the grace to truly learn patience from the experiences of our lives, that we might bear the fruit of patience in this life and in the age to come. Amen.